We've got Microsoft. We've got Amazon. Now it looks like Facebook is the latest tech giant with big expansion plans for the Seattle area. Last week, Facebook unveiled plans for a new local office that would house 2,000 workers. Scott is wondering, is Seattle the new Silicon Valley? Todd Bishop, co-founder and editor of the online tech news website GeekWire, is here once again. Great to have you here, Todd.
My pleasure, Marcy.
Remind us what Facebook actually announced. They're already here, so what are they planning?
They're here. In fact, they have 500 people. They're over in the buildings that are affectionately known to locals as the Twin Toasters off of I-5, the Metropolitan Park complex. So they're up to 500 now already, and they announced plans to move over to Dexter Avenue, just on the west side of Lake Union. And they're going to be taking a space with room for up to 2,000 people, which is just enormous when you consider that, you know, they started with just a couple people a few years ago here in the city.
All I know about this proposal is that the noted architect Frank Gehry is going to design the inside of it. But are they planning a new kind of operations in this new building?
Well, they've essentially modeled their operations here after those in Menlo Park, California, at their headquarters. And employees move pretty fluidly back and forth in between. In fact, they have an open travel policy. The Facebook Seattle site lead said last week that their travel policy is that they have none. So a lot of the culture is similar. A lot of the products are in common, and they tend to share a lot between the two offices.
Is it that they're too big for Menlo Park?
Not only that, but the pool of talent here is so strong compared to many of the other places around the country. You've got the University of Washington, Microsoft, Amazon, and even now you have this effect where one of the first companies to establish operations here from Silicon Valley, Google, it's now seeing some of its employees leave for other Silicon Valley companies in Seattle.
You mentioned Dexter, and I'm closing my eyes to envision sort of South Lake Union and the wraparound up the west and east sides. How close is this new Facebook building going to be to the Amazon sprawl of South Lake Union?
Just up the road, essentially, just to the north of the main South Lake Union area. And then, of course, you've got Amazon itself building just on the northern edge of downtown in the Denny Triangle area, south of its existing South Lake Union headquarters. So you're really starting to see the establishment of a tech corridor there built around the South Lake Union streetcar.
So what do you suppose that's going to mean for the commercial real estate prices there?
Well, absolutely. And it's going to mean that we're going to continue to see lease rates tick up, and companies are going to be spending more and more for space at the same time that they're spending more and more for engineers because there's so much more competition for them. So there are a few red flags here that you have to watch out for, but overall it's a good trend that we're seeing all of these companies expand here.
Dexter Avenue, I believe, is also the home right now to King 5 Television. Isn't it?
The more southern edge of Dexter. And so King actually just reached a deal where the building that they're in is being sold to a real estate developer that's going to be knocking down their existing headquarters. And King is reported, but not confirmed, to be moving down to the Soto Pioneer Square area right across from Safeco Field in the new building where Real Networks is also headquartered. And it's ironic in part because King is this old school media organization that's making the transformation into the web and obviously has done a lot of good things as part of Gannett. But at the same time, they don't need as much space as they used to have, this older media company. And here you have all of these new media companies, Facebook and others, and other tech companies coming in, and they need more and more space to house all these engineers.
Fascinating. We're talking technology with GeekWire editor Todd Bishop. Facebook's not the only tech giant with big plans for the Seattle area. You come in and we hear about more. Now it's Best Buy. They plan to set up a tech center here. What is that exactly?
Yeah, absolutely. So Best Buy is just the latest retailer that's planning to come in and establish an engineering center here. They are going to be creating a space with room for up to 100 engineers. And the big catalyst here is Amazon. We're seeing a lot of these external companies come in and say, hey, you've got a ton of employees there at Amazon, project managers, program managers, engineers who know how to do it. They've done it for Amazon. So let's just build a building or lease a space near Amazon and have them come on over.
I would use the term poach your employees.
Yes,
is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. Yeah, they're completely. Right now, it's not nearly as bad as it is in Silicon Valley. Employees and engineers here are still much more loyal than they tend to be in Silicon Valley. That said, it's much easier to make a move to a different company if that company has an office here.
you know, it's interesting thinking about what all of this means. Yesterday, I was looking at the Seattle Times, and business writer John Talton, who's a frequent guest on our show, wrote that we shouldn't get all giddy and full of ourselves, I'm paraphrasing, because of this influx of these tech centers. And I'm wondering if you agree with him that it's right to counsel caution when it comes to how Seattle views itself.
Absolutely. On two fronts, I would say. First, I think if the demand and the growth of these companies is as large as it's expected to be. You know, Amazon has said to the real estate community that it needs as many as 30 new residential towers in and around its headquarters and the new space. I mean, that's just a ton of infrastructure that's needed to support that. So on the one hand, you need to make sure that that transportation infrastructure and everything else is there if it actually reaches the point that these companies are saying it will. And on the other hand, you have to be prepared that it won't actually reach the point that these companies are saying, or that once it does, it could get cut out from underneath them with problems in the economy potentially down the road. So you really do have to look at this. And I hope the city leaders are looking at this in a way that is a little more analytical and not just cheerleading.
So when you look into your crystal ball with that cynical journalist hat on, is the future infinite, given the caveats about potentials? I mean, I'm imagining 30 giant apartment towers. I can't imagine where they go unless we build them above Lake Union. So is there a certain point where this city cannot grow the way the southern San Francisco Bay Area has grown?
Yeah, I think it does reach a breaking point if the transportation infrastructure cannot keep up. That said, many cities would kill for the problems that Seattle has right now. I mean, you look at not only the Facebooks and the Best Buys and all the others, but SpaceX opening up its new engineering center in Redmond. There is just some fascinating stuff happening here right now. And we do have to look at it with a little bit of a cautionary eye, but at the same time, it is pretty exciting to see.
Todd Bishop has his eye on all of that, and he brings it to us every other week here on The Record. He's the co-founder and editor of the online technology news website GeekWire. Great to have you here.
Thanks, Marcy.